Welcome to In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Always a pleasure to have our next guest with us, Constable Aaron Tompkins with the Smiths Falls Police Service. Hello, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks. And thanks again for having me. Always a pleasure to do these interviews with you guys.
Absolute pleasure. You know, we were both at the holiday train last night in Smiths Falls, but I didn't see you because, wow, what a crowd. What a great turnout.
Oh, it was so well attended, and we anticipated this. So, man, it was a great show. The weather was perfect. Probably one of the warmest holiday trains that I've been to, but no, amazing crowd. And those performers last night, wow, did they do such a great job. And an amazing check presentation to our Smiths Falls Food Bank from the CP, CP Rail. So amazing.
I got to tell you too, you know, not that I want to dwell on this, but there was a little bit of an incident that happened there too, but you had so many police on site as well that, you know, and the incident was a lost child, but there were so many police on site. And I just want to commend, I'm not asking for comment. I just want to commend the police service and the fire department who were there, who really assisted in finding that child quickly. Job well done.
Yeah. Again, thank you for that. And definitely amazing job. We had lots of officers on scene, as well as CP Rail. They have a police department as well. So they had six or seven of their members out, plus our firefighters. Amazing job by them. And that's who alerted us, to be honest. And the child was found safely within minutes. So great job. And as well to the performers and the staff on the holiday train, because they were making announcements, and that really assisted.
Lots to see there too. You know, the fire department had the fire trucks out there. The police cars were out there. Kids were just in heaven. I just want to say great job by everyone who was involved here in town in putting it off. And of course, CP puts a great show on every year. And where I live, I get to see the train go by. I've already seen it three times. So, I mean, hey, a little bit of a bonus there. So absolutely wonderful way to kick off the holiday season. And another way that we know that the holiday season is upon us is the ride program is in full effect.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we as a policing service, we do ride programs throughout the year, random times, days of the week. But really for the festive, we focus mid-November till the end of December and even into January, because people are still off quite a bit. So we want to make sure everybody's safe on our roadways. And that's one way of doing it. So we have members out a couple days a week and different times and different locations. And again, this is a provincial campaign, national campaign. So be just expect as a driver on our roadways in Ontario that you're going to be stopped sometime during this holiday season. And it's not to slow you down or inconvenience you. It's just to make sure everybody's safe on the roadways. We all want to get to families, loved ones, and enjoy each other's company, and especially on Christmas Day and Boxing Day, it's very, very busy. So again, that's why we're out there. It's not to cause any inconveniences, but we're doing our job, make sure the roadways are safe.
Are you expecting a bit of a bump this year because more people will be on the roads than they have been in the past couple of years?
Most definitely. And that's, we've experienced that with every community event, every holiday this year. Big increase in numbers, whether it be people walking around town, but definitely on the highways and roadways, a lot more vehicular traffic. And again, just take that extra time, slow down. We'll talk about some safe winter driving tips here shortly as well.
Yeah, and we'll get into that in just one second. I think the biggest tip when it comes to these ride programs is whoever's behind the wheel, don't drink, don't do any sort of drugs like cannabis or anything like that.
Yeah, and it's really simple. Come up with a game plan, have that designated driver. And if for some reason that plan falls apart, then there's alternative. We have taxis, call a friend, call a family member. And that was always one of my big rules is any one of my family members, friends, call me anytime. And I'm more than glad to go pick you up rather than the alternative, right? So again, it's the last thing we want to see or hear about is some of these tragedies that do occur, unfortunately, still.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talk about safety on the roads. You alluded to it earlier. The winter driving season apparently is coming, you know, like word on the street is eventually it will snow around here. We could see some freezing rain and stuff like that. We've already gone through it, of course, once this year, but it's amazing how quickly people can forget those little tips.
Yeah, and it really does take a little bit of adjustment on a driver's part. Slow down, just leave that extra space in between you and the vehicle ahead. Check the forecast. As you said, if you're expecting freezing rain, okay, maybe you're going to want to allow it half an hour more. Make sure your windshield washer is topped up. But again, if you've lived in Canada, which most of us have for a long time, this isn't new. And people do seem to forget. And there is that transitional period between nice weather and winter driving. And we see that spike of accidents on the highways and on our roadways here in town.
Yeah, and of course, the volume does pick up because it is the holidays. We talked about that a little bit earlier. But you also see crowded parking lots. You see places, you know, downtown where there's a lot more cars that are out and about, and even people parking in their own driveways and so on. Many people have gone Christmas shopping, holiday shopping, and they have stuff in their cars. And we have to remember to lock our cars.
Yeah, exactly. Just that friendly reminder, especially around the holidays, like you said. People are out shopping. So if you're at multiple stores, a lot of people will put the items so they don't have to carry them to the next store. And if it's something that is enticing for somebody just walking by, it really is a 5-second crime of opportunity. The door is unlocked and I'm just going to open the door. And like you said, with vehicles, lots of them in the parking lots, I don't look suspicious if I'm stealing packages out of your vehicle. Just looks like another person adding something or taking something out of the back seat. So keep it out of sight. That's the easiest way. And definitely make sure your vehicles are locked up.
Do you get a lot of reports of thefts from cars around this time of year? I know we see them throughout the year in the police reports that are issued, but I'm guessing that they would sort of ramp up a little bit this time of year.
Yeah, I would say a little bit, definitely in more in the shopping environments, but typically people are getting the messages. We still, the bulk of it is residential or overnight parking. And I mean, they're just going to take anything that's loose change, any valuables, cell phones, stuff like that. That's what we would experience most. But again, this time of the year, you're buying big ticket items. And if you just put them in the back seat exposed, it really is that 5-second crime. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. It can happen so quickly and it's so preventable. Wanted to mention, too, that if anyone's going to Boston Pizza, is it tomorrow night and they see you coming at them with a platter, that they should be really, really aware because you might spill?
Yeah, so that's a good segue. So tomorrow night, Wednesday, the 30th of November, Deputy Chief Jody Empey and myself were invited to the Boston Pizza here in Smith Falls. Wonderful spot. But it's for a fundraiser for our local high school. So SFDCI, some of their clubs, we're doing some fundraising. And I don't know if we'll get invited back next year, but we're going to try our best. And I've done a little bit of serving in my days, so hopefully I haven't lost those skills. But we're looking forward to it. And I believe it's a 10% of all of the food in that 3-hour window would go right back to as part of this fundraising event. So anybody that wants to come out, don't be too hard on us. We'll try not to spill too many drinks and food on the lovely people that we're serving. And we're going to be teamed up with some professionals, so I'm not too concerned. But all you have to do is mention that you're here as part of the fundraising event for SFDCI, and they'll make sure their staff will put that 10% towards their fundraising efforts. So again, something different. We've never done it, so we are looking forward to it. It should be good for a few laughs and some great pictures.
Absolutely. And I should mention, you know, I'm kidding, of course, here when I say you might spill. I've served with you. And I mean, nerves of steel when it comes to you. It doesn't matter. I trust you with like 12 bowls of soup.
Well, that's pretty impressive. And yeah, I didn't spill any the last time. So we'll see if we can keep that streak going this year.
And of course, it's all for a very good cause as well.
Exactly. So again, when we were asked and reached out from the high school, it's a no-brainer for us. Great community partner, and love that working relationship with them. And if we can support them in any way, that's we always try.
And it's another way too that you reach out, because you go to the high school, you make presentations, and they're always, you know, of a serious tone. So it's nice for them to see you in this type of an environment as well. Any of the students who will be going out there too. So it's always cool to see these people who are in positions of authority get to be just one of us.
Exactly. And it's just another positive experience with a police officer. And like you said, it's not on a serious note. We're not talking about something that's dangerous or could have life impacting changes on somebody. So this is just a fun, we're regular people, just like everybody. We just wear a little bit different uniform to work, but we're still people and we love to have fun. People sometimes forget that about police officers. And you know what, we're going to have a great time. And I know the staff and students over there are going to have an amazing time with us. So I'm sure they'll make us work for it.
Absolutely. And speaking of amazing times, we love doing this every year. It is time once again for the letters to Santa. People can help their children write letters. They send them in to you folks. You get them back to us. And then Dave and I will read them off in the morning on Lake 88. We try to publish as many as we can on our Facebook page as well. It's always a lot of fun to read these letters coming in. I know that the Smiths Falls Police Service loves being a part of this.
Oh, 100%. We do look forward to it every year, and already arranged with Santa that we're good to go. So we're happy to announce that this Thursday, being December 1st, we're going to have the mailbox out. So if you would like to drop off a letter, a handwritten letter, old-fashioned mailbox, our little elves here at the station will make sure that those letters get to Santa, and as well as your staff at Lake 88, so they can be read on air. And we're going to run it until, I think, was it the 15th or 16th of December?
I do believe so. Somewhere in there. One of those 2 days, anyway.
Yeah, the Friday, whatever one that one is. But it's a two-week campaign. That way, we can make sure Santa gets those letters back to every kid that writes in. And the only thing we do ask is that on the envelope is just to have the child's name, first name, last name, as well as the full address and postal code, because obviously Santa doesn't know all of those off the top of his head, and we want to make it as easy as possible. And another great thing for the kids or parents that are helping the kids is Santa loves the pictures that the kids draw, as well as the decorated with sticker letters. We love those. Santa loves those. And we're just happy to take part of this again. Alternatively, if you want to send us an email or scan the letter and email it to us, we have a dedicated email address. So it's santa@sfps.ca. And those will also get over to Santa, and a response letter as well. And those will be read on air as well.
Yeah, and we're going to have all that information up on our website. In fact, I think we already do. So you can just go and click on that beautiful little picture of Santa and letters to Santa on our website, and then you'll be able to get all that information that you need. And it is the 16th. That is the date that we were looking at. And also, you mentioned the pictures and the stickers and all that. Santa enjoys them, but so do Dave and I. You know, I mean, we're doing this early in the morning, and we love to see those things there. And I can also just make a quick request, too, on those letters, if the parent could print the child's first name at the top, because sometimes it's a little bit difficult to make out what the name is. And we want to make sure that we get that name correct as we read those out on the air.
Yeah, great point, because I mean, the 3 and 4 year olds, some are more legible than others, and it's pretty amazing, actually, some of the penmanship on our youth. I'm very impressed when I see. I was like, wow, that person, that little girl, little boy, writes much better than I do, or prints much better than I do. So, again, decorate them, make them legible, have those full addresses on. That way, we can make sure that those letters get back from Santa, and we are looking forward to it. And hopefully, we'll have some letters late this week, so we can get them over to you folks and start reading them on air next week. That's our goal anyways.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. We always look forward to it. Aaron, thank you so much for everything that you do for the community, to you and all of the other officers and the civilian workers there. We really appreciate everything that you do.
Again, thanks for having me, and just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and don't forget about the Santa Claus parade that is coming up as well in the nearest future. I'm just very, very excited for this year. And again, it's just going to be another thing that we're able to do from the past 2-3 years worth of restrictions and stuff. So it's just so nice to see faces smiling, people laughing out in the community, and just attending these events and having a great time. So again, so happy to be back, and just can't wait for all the fun stuff coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, that is for sure. And we get to do it on a beautiful new downtown as well, as we're doing some Christmas shopping and enjoying that parade and everything too. So it's just, it's a beautiful time of year. And the way that the downtown is all decorated as well. And I'm sure that there are going to be lights all over the place that just make it a beautiful place to be over the holidays. So again, Aaron, thank you so much. We really appreciate you being here.
Yeah, anytime. And always a pleasure to be part of this every month.
Aaron Tompkins, Smiths Falls Police Constable, joins us, as he said, every month here on Lake 88 for an update on community outreach events and efforts that are taking place. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.